The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Unlimited broadband so you can download, upload and stream as much as you like.
Good morning all, Ryan Tuberty with you this Monday morning. It's the 22nd of June 2020. We're here till 10 o'clock and the text number is 51551. You can email ryan at rte.ie, I hope and trust you had a nice weekend and ready to face another week. Arguably, if things go really well, this could be the last week of complete, you know, that sense of proper lockdown. I know that things are changing, and it's all changing and bringing us back to a peculiar new world order. But it could be the last week of that oppressive sense of things being closed down. Now, the next question is, what happens next week? Well, we'll see. Monday, certainly things are opening up a little bit more, and then we head towards, I think it's July 20th. I find myself increasingly wishing June away, and I hate doing that. It's not my style. But I find myself thinking, just want to get on to the bit where we're all open a bit more. And it's terrible because, you know, you should be living every day and loving every day. But I just keep thinking, I want to get to the next bit because I've had enough of that bit. So that would be great. So we kind of shouldn't be doing that, but I am. And if another week left of it and then things start, I can see clearly now the rain is gone. If we can get into that zone, that'll be very nice. And I think that the world is kind of divided. And by the world, I mean Ireland, because that's our world, is divided into two on the COVID and the lifting of the restrictions and so on. One half says, yes, we're grand, let's do this and have crack. And the other half is, you know, the builder looking at the kicking the wheels, wondering whether or not, oh, I don't know about that. Oh, I don't know about that. Do you think I should paint those walls? I'm not sure about that. Should I buy this car? I'm not sure about that. They're just concerned. Is it going too quick? Should we be a bit more careful? Where's Dr. H? Where is he? Come and talk to us more. Just guide us. I did something I haven't done before since this whole thing began. And I listened to what you had to say to me on texts and people I met. And I went and bought the masks. And I did my first shop in the supermarket with a mask at the weekend. The face covering. Because I feel first of all, I said, oh, I think I'm probably immune because I had it. And people keep saying, you probably aren't actually, or we don't know. So you can't be sure. So I said, okay, well, that's risky. Don't like that because you don't want to give it. You don't want to get it. So I thought, okay, well, I'm still confused about a lot of the advice out there, to be honest with you. I'd love a bit more coherency and cohesion in the message. It just seems to be a bit lost. I suppose when we had the daily briefings, it made it a bit easier, but they don't need them as much, and I understand that entirely. But I think I'd like it just a bit more on that. I'm hearing of hundreds and hundreds of people heading off to Europe for holidays from Ireland in July, renting Airbnbs and what have you. And I hope that's good, and I hope that's okay. And I'm just a bit concerned about these things. But anyway, the mask thing. Yes, I got the masks. I'm going to wear them now when I'm shopping. Don't know about it. Anyway, we're going to have, I think Luke O'Neill's going to come in on Wednesday. I'm looking forward to that conversation because I actually have loads of things to ask him on a day-to-day. Like, if you should, it doesn't matter. Like, I see people walking out down the street with the mask on. Is there any point in that at all? I thought you were okay if you're outdoors. And then the people with the mask hanging around their chin in between conversations, apparently that's a complete waste of time. I'd love to get the facts, Mr. Gradgrind, facts from Luke O'Neill, Professor O'Neill, on Wednesday morning. So let's get that going on. That's interesting. What about this other one? I was inquiring on to my friends in Inishbofin if I was able to head out to the island for a weekend at some stage in the near future. And they tell me, no, we're not allowed open. I said, what? I thought we're all open. No, apparently that's confused too. That one minister says you can't open it and another says you can't. So apparently the Aran Islands and all the islands around the place are not quite open. I see the piece in the Examiner by Dan McCarthy says that people on one of the islands, in the Aran Islands, took a vote and something like 92% of them said, no, we don't want to lift the lockdown. There it is. Inishir, which a beautiful part of the country, we were there last year. The residents indicate 92% in favour of staying closed until August. And then you have another island will say, No, we're good to go. We'll open, bring everyone in and get the business going. And if it's good enough for the rest of the country, why can't it be the same for us? So I just think it's all a little confusing. The World Health Organization on Sunday reported, that's yesterday, the largest single day increase in coronavirus cases at more than 183,000 new cases worldwide in the last 24 hours. I think the key what I'm trying to say is here, this isn't over. So we just need, as I keep saying it, to tread a little carefully. But just a little messaging would be really helpful and a little more guidance. I mean, I know they're doing their best, but it just, there seems to be, the wheels have come off that a little bit. Let me mention, if I may, the funeral yesterday of Garda Horkan, Detective Garda Colm Horkan. I just thought it was so dignified and so appropriate that the all arms of the state got behind the particularly Garda Horkan's family. I listened and watched the reports of what his family had to say about him. He just sounded like a gem, a really, really beautiful human being who served his country and died on the line of duty in the most unspeakable fashion, let's face it. But he was remembered so well yesterday, and the dignity of the people in Mayo and around the country of his colleagues in the Gardaí was just breathtaking. And I hope his family took some comfort from what they saw and from the emotion and the emotions that came out of the whole country. I don't think there was a man or woman in the country who wasn't affected by it in some way. And the coverage in the papers and online today is equally as appropriate, and I'm delighted to see that. But anyway, as I say, condolences to the Horkan family and extended family and friends. It's just a horrible story, but as I say, there seems to have been an absolutely an enormous response from the people of Ireland to his desperate death last week. In other news, 51551, if I could just go back to that. It says, glad you're wearing a mask shopping. Yeah, good. I nearly get a panic attack, says a text, every time I have to go to the shops. I can understand that, but presumably the right shops are doing the right things. I find them, they can be very good with the hand sanitizer. And if you wear the face covering and so on, you should be okay. Face covering, says Anna Leakslip, is advised in confined spaces, public transport, supermarkets, so not outdoors. And that message is clear. Well, then why, if it's clear, why are people still doing it? So it's not clear. That's the point. And the message might be clear, but it's not getting through. And that seems to be the fog that we're dealing with. If you have to go to shops, then you have to leave it on outdoors so you aren't touching the mask all the time. Yeah. Well, what I did was I went to the shop with it off, got to pretty much the door, put it on, shopped, took it off. You know, you're in the through the door. That should do the job. And Breed says, I had the privilege of knowing Garda Colm. He was a gem. And thank you. No, listen, honestly, I'm sorry for your loss. And his passing is, as I say, covered in all the papers today. And you'll see your friend and the farewell he was given by the community and the family and the country, broadly speaking. And I hope you take some pride in that today. Here in the North, says a text, we have done just as well in tackling the virus as the South, and we are easing restrictions more or less alongside you. This is Martin in Belfast. Personal responsibility is key everywhere. So is choice. But I cannot listen to moaning or whining that things are happening too quickly. If people don't want to go out, don't. If people don't want to go into a bar, don't. Okay, well, that's fair enough. You don't have to, exactly. If, like, people complaining about a TV programme or radio programme, that's what your, it's a democratic choice. What you can do with a remote control is amazing. Or the finger hanging off your hand. 51551 is the text number this morning. There was a lot of talk about the Trump rally in Tulsa. I watched it on Sunday morning. And it amazing, because they were talking about the numbers they were expecting. Suddenly the Trump people thought that maybe 1 million people would show up because there was this mad rush for tickets. Turns out there was a campaign on TikTok, and indeed followers of Korean pop, K-pop music all got together, albeit in different ways, to say to the kids, hey kids, everyone apply for tickets, and then they'll think that there's loads of people coming. And then what happened? 6,200 people showed up, and it was pretty embarrassing. It was definitely egg on the face time. And the young people kind of got their revenge on Donald Trump. It was kind of a very, very peculiar story of revenge, if you like to call it that. And yeah, that was a different take on that. It was a bonkers, as you can imagine, rally, and nothing new there, including the use of the music "I Won't Back Down" by Tom Petty, which immediately resulted in a statement coming from the Tom Petty estate saying, "No, don't do that, please. He wouldn't. No, we don't. We're not into you. So please play another song." There are many, many other songs, many, many other songs you could play, but just not that one. So leave that. Thank you very much. Peaky Blinders, cannot wait for this to come back. It's resuming production in the next few months, thank goodness. And there's a new female character who is new and is pretty dark, according to Anthony Byrne, the director. "I haven't seen a character like her in Peaky before," he says. "I won't say who she is, but she certainly gives Tommy Shelby, who played by Cillian Murphy, of course, a run for his money. She challenges him in a different way." So I'm up for that. Aunt Jemima, the woman whose face is portrayed in different cooking products in the States, the company are rebranding. We mentioned this about Uncle Ben last week, but the family of the Texas woman who once portrayed Aunt Jemima has said, "Please don't reconsider it. She's a great source of pride for our family. Leave us, leave it alone." And they're saying, "Ah, well, it just unfortunately your personal pride outweighs a cultural phenomenon. So therefore, cultural phenomenon trumps your personal pride and new face on front of sauce or whatever they're having, treacle." And now Disney did it, and now Sky are adding it. If you want to see a film like The Jungle Book or Breakfast at Tiffany's or Gone with the Wind or Lawrence of Arabia or Tropic Thunder or The Jazz Singer from 1927 or The Lone Ranger or Flash Gordon or Trading Places or Aliens or Dumbo or The Goonies, you will now have a little thing that'll come out before it with outdated disclaimers to say this film has outdated attitudes, language and cultural depictions which may cause offence today. And I think that's probably the best way. If people are going to be desperately offended by depictions in movies that are of their time and they have this little disclaimer before, then that covers that. Rather than cancelling everything and pulling them off this live streaming and saying kill death to all movies because they're inappropriate, just put that on. And if you're of a sensitive disposition, you can see them go, I couldn't sit through that. Well, then you don't have to watch Trading Places anymore. It's great. It's because this thing comes up and says, don't. If Dumbo is grossly offends you, it comes up and says, don't. There's old fashioned things here. Oh, okay, I'm gonna watch that. I'm gonna watch Toy Story 4. Great. I think that's a sensible result, broadly speaking. And Des in Blanchardstown says, in relation to the reopening of the country, there's a key word we should remember. They are the second wave. If we need to be careful out there. That's it. Just tread relatively careful. 51551 is the text number. Let's take some of the texts that have been coming in because I want to kind of keep the conversation going here throughout the programme. We have another guest coming up in a little while, but that's I'll tell you about it in a second. Eamon says, "The message is clear, but Irish people will only do something if it's mandatory. This is unfortunate." It might be a little harsh. I think we've been pretty good doing things till now. I just think it's a clarity problem. Another says, "I agree very much with you that there has been a drop off in the cohesion of messages about public safety and COVID-19. Inevitably, there is potential conflicting information between the public health message and the economic recovery necessities. Among all this, isn't the important thing for everyone talking about these issues to treat the public as sensible adults who are capable of making decisions, providing the information is available? For example, virologists say that a 1 meter distance increases the risk of infection by a factor of 4. If the public notice that, then they can make an educated decision, rather, as to the level of risk they are willing to take. And this could vary a lot according to the type of premises they're going into and the precautions being taken in those premises. But let's have the discussion in a way that treats us all as adults." Yeah, well, it's fair enough, I suppose. Funny thing is, I wear a mask as a text when I go to the big shop, proper supermarket, for example, but don't when I nip down to the local shop to say to buy a pint of milk. No one wears them in the local shops. That's true. Good observation too. Imelda said, "I put on my mask outdoors last Friday because there were so many people out shopping. You couldn't social distance on the street." Fair point. People may say, "If you don't want to go out, don't go out." But the whole problem with this situation is that we're all in it together. Therefore, all people's actions impact everyone else. The Islanders, says a text, have limited access to hospitals and doctors. It takes a helicopter to bring emergency health problems to the mainland. It's not about tourism dollars there. It's about their survival. Thank you. This is from an Islander stuck on the mainland. And regarding Garda Horkan, the public can sign the book of condolences in Garda stations. We did it yesterday in Dunleary Garda station, says Emma. Thank you for that. I will do that. That's exactly what I will do today. So thank you for that tip. And I'd like to do that. So thank you. My two boys, age 4 and 8, says Aoife in Galway, ran into our local Galway City Library last week as I told them that it was open, quote unquote, only to be met by a lady sitting behind a Perspex screen at a desk in front of the library locked door. She said we were not allowed in, but that she would put together a bag of books if my kids told her their interests. My kids didn't speak as they were eager to browse the shelves and pick their own books. The joy is the library. When are they open properly? Great question. And I don't know, because when they said the libraries were open before, I, like an idiot, ran, cycled down and got to the door, and there were a bunch of teenagers outside. They're all really nice, and they were saying, that door's locked, you get. And you had to go through the rigmarole of it. And the librarians are doing their best because that's their job, but you can't go in, as I was dying to do, and breathe in the books and the words and the stories. And so not for now. I don't know when. Again, it's another one of those things that it just isn't getting through. And maybe it's laziness on my part. I should investigate it more. But there was a time when I just felt all the messages were coming through nicely. OK, got a very serious lesson on masks on Friday. I went into a hardware shop. There were two queues. There was a guy in the first one, about 4 back from the counter. And what do you think? 4 massive sneezes sprayed all over. No masks, no hanky, no attempt to contain it. He was about 50, so he should know. I ran out. I was fit to scream at him. It really was a lesson on masks. Just wear them. I think the difficult people who sneeze like that now are the enemy. And there's no doubt about it. They're the bad guys. And how they don't know or what they're thinking, I don't know. And unless they have a medical cert to say, I am not, I'm incapable of putting my nose in my elbow. And I don't know, but no one really likes calling somebody out because you don't want to be that busybody. And yet it's a kind of national, international health pandemic. Sometimes you have to call stuff out, but who's going to be the one who does such a thing? Text one is, number is 51551. Let's take a piece of music to pick it up. That's a bit of fun, isn't it? I haven't heard that for a while from Caro Emerald. That's called That Man. Back with a guest with quite the story after this. Just a word. There are a few texts coming out about this business of hay fever, and there's nothing wrong with hay fever. You can still wear a mask and have hay fever. You still have elbows, and have hay fever. The point is, we're talking about people who are those performance artist sneezers. You know the ones that achoo. You know those guys who just love the sound of their own sneeze. It's those ones. People who do it, so don't be worrying about, oh, I use my elbow, I have hay fever. That's fine. You can still, you know, you're not pariahs. Crikey, no. It's just the other heads we're worried about.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
The Westlife competition is, text the word Westlife to 50300. 50300 will cost you €4, and they close, that line closes on 10 a.m. Friday 26th. The crazy sneezing amazes me, says Cecile. A couple of months ago, I was in a very nice restaurant and a very distinguished looking gentleman sneezed so loudly, almost shouting the sneezes out, that I nearly fell off my seat. The whole restaurant was appalled, and he, of course, was oblivious to his ridiculous behaviour. Whatever about them? It's totally unacceptable now, post-PD, how people like that change their ways. We hope people like that change their ways. Thank you. Well said, Cecile, at 5 to 10. Masterpiece built for a Monday morning at 2 minutes to 10. A lot of admiration for Colm. Is an inspiration, says Joan, a brave man, turned his life around. I wish him every success and happiness. Good, a profound interview. My 8 and 10 year olds are listening to him in the back of the car. Best education ever. He should be giving talks in schools. We are so glad he came through it. And I hope every teenager, says another, is listening to that wonderful interview. Such honesty and a dose of much needed reality. Congratulations and every good wish to that inspirational young man. What a hero. Yeah, I love the idea of the kids hearing that in the back of a car, because they'd normally be at school. But this is the new education where you do and see and hear things that you would never have done before the pandemic. It's one of the bounces, which we love. It's 10 o'clock. Stay tuned for Sarah McInerney. Have a great day and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.